I seem to have the difficulty of keeping up with the program and the subjects that are assigned to me by the faculty. Yesterday, the subject was the philosophy of osteopathy. And today, the subject is the introduction of the cerebrospinal fluid. Well, I gave you an introduction to the cerebrospinal fluid yesterday. But you're going to have an introduction of the cerebrospinal fluid every time I get up on the platform. It is the fundamental principle in the primary respiratory mechanism. The fundamental principle in the primary respiratory mechanism. And as we go along in that discussion, you're going to hear about the tie. The cerebrospinal fluid tie. Then I want you to go with me out into the ocean and visualize the potency of the tide in its fluctuation, coming in and ebbing out. And in order to get that picture, it'll be necessary for you to stretch your imagination. Do you ever stop to think of the Creator's imagination when He created the world? He had to have the idea. When He created man, He had to imagine something to get the picture. Man, created in the image and likeness. Think of it. And imagination, man.